If you just make like the most middle of the line boring slot possible that triggers neurons correctly, you'll get most of the retards and midwits, right? That's how it feels. I don't know. As far as like AI, I can't criticize AI too much because I benefit from it already. Like the way that these deep learning models work has completely revitalized my enjoyment of programming. I use GitHub's Copilot with VS Code. I switched to VS Code a couple years ago and it integrates into GitHub. And I hate GitHub. I hate Microsoft. And I really don't want to support any of these products, but the thing with GitHub's Copilot, I've demonstrated this on stream before, but you can just start typing and it will guess what you want to do very accurately, especially if you're working in a very popular language like JavaScript. Like I work in JavaScript, Rust, and sometimes C if I really have to. But when I was working in C for the first time, the GitHub Copilot was able to guess what I was doing and do it correctly. So I was able to work in a language I was unfamiliar with because it was able to understand what I was trying to do and help me along with that. And it's kind of hard to explain if you don't work in programming, but before, for as long as I can remember, the biggest struggle that I had with coding is that I had to remember, I have very short, like poor memory, I guess. I don't know how, not all the time, just like in general, I have memory issues. So when I do coding, I have to remember all these different functions and I have to remember the order of their parameters. And I have to remember like what they are and what the most efficient way to do certain tasks are. And it's very difficult for me. So I continually have to pull up like an API reference and figure out what I'm doing again and again for the same shit. Like I just have a serious issue remembering calls and the order of parameters. And it's a obstacle because when I'm trying to be productive, you know, if I know I have to start developing all this new functionality, it's like a real obstacle to overcome. Like actually organizing all this code and remembering all these basic things over and over again and getting to work on it. So when I just start typing code and in GitHub like guesses what I want and just automatically fills out all this asinine bullshit that I can't remember, I can just move past it. I don't have to sit there and think and ask for help in like chat rooms and shit for programmers to remember the same fucking shit over and over again. It just like, it knows immediately what I want. And then of course you audit it to make sure that that's actually correct, but it almost always is. So it has like totally revitalized and improved my ability to stay productive. It's very, 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 very cool. So I like AI. Now, as far as this guy goes, he lives in trash.